This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
President Trump is banning travelers and immigrants from a dozen countries from coming to this country and also restricting those from several other nations. Let's go live to our line to Washington now. It's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, tell us which countries are affected and what kind of people are impacted here.
Sure, Ian. This order affects visitors and would-be immigrants from 19 countries altogether. An outright ban on nationals of 12 countries: Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. And in addition to that outright ban, there are restrictions that would limit entries from 7 other countries, including Cuba and Venezuela. It's an extension of a policy you remember from the first Trump term, the travel ban that was ultimately upheld by the Supreme Court. The president signed this order, announced it last night in a video statement. He invoked the recent attack on the pro-Israel march for hostages in Colorado. But there is no ban on arrivals from Egypt, where the suspect in that case was born.
Stephen, Trump is also ordering investigation into the Biden administration, accusing his aides of a cover-up. What can you tell us about this?
This is really striking. This is a, you know, you've heard a lot from Republicans, from the president himself, about this, you know, Joe Biden's apparent use of the auto pen and the suggestion that he wasn't in control of his faculties. And now the president of the United States has signed a memo that directs a formal investigation. The White House counsel and the attorney general are directed to conduct a joint investigation into whether there was a conspiracy within the executive branch to hide Joe Biden's apparent decline from the public. Now, Biden last night put out a statement through aides saying, quote, "Let me be clear. I made the decisions during my presidency. I made the decisions about the pardons, executive orders, legislation, and proclamations. Any suggestion that I didn't is ridiculous and false." Now, that would end the discussion, but for the fact that this investigation has now been ordered by the president of the United States, so this will go on for some time. And the chairman of the House Oversight Committee yesterday said that he would expect the testimony of senior Biden aides. And if they don't comply with his request for voluntary appearances for transcribed interviews, he'll subpoena them.
Stephen, thanks. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live on our line to Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.